Hey guys, what's up? Hope you guys are having a good morning. Hope things are going well. Here's another story of, I guess you could call it hypergamy. Basically, that's all I could see here. And selfishness. NYPD cop who plotted to have her husband killed appears in court wearing prison uniform as he faces her down. An NYPD officer accused of plotting to kill her husband has appeared in court her prison uniform as the man faced her down. And his mother said she could be planning a funeral if that alleged plot had succeeded. Valerie Cincinnati is charged with seeking out a hitman to murder her estranged husband, Isaiah Caravalho. 34-year-old cop allegedly offered her boyfriend, John DiRuba, $7,000 to find a hitman, but DiRuba was an FBI informant who was wearing a wire, it is claimed. Cincinnati, who is also accused of conspiring to kill DiRuba's 14-year-old daughter, denies the charges. That shit is insane. Speaking outside court, Carvalho's mother, Mary Ann Roach, told NBC, "It's horrific. It's horrible. I don't see how anyone could do this to somebody." Appearing emotional and flanked by Carvalho's stepfather, she added, "I could be planning a funeral instead." DiRuba and Carvalho himself also appeared in court, where a federal judge ordered Cincinnati to stay in custody despite her attorney's bid to secure her bail. The judge, Sandra Furstein, will look at further video and recording before deciding on bail, it is reported. According to New York Daily News report, DiRuba's 50-year-old, who has been described as a sugar daddy, still pines after Cincinnati and said, it hurts me so much to think of his ex-girlfriend in prison. Oh, man. Oh, boy. Well, damn, man. Whatever happened to just getting a divorce? I mean, that's some shit, man. That's some shit. I mean, I guess, she was making more money than him, and she knew she would pay more in divorce court, so she wanted that dude rubbed out. I don't know why resort to having your husband killed. You're a cop. That don't make no damn sense, but yo, you know, I mean, I could say, yeah, it's hypergamy, pretty much. She was monkey branching, all right, and she wanted to burn the last branch that she was on. That's all I got to say. Then again, the evil ones should stay there so your head spins. DiRuba, a former Italian bakery owner, reportedly said. Meanwhile, Cincinnati's attorney James Kosoros maintained the officer's innocence. There was no plan. There was no hitman. There was no payment to anybody. According to court papers, investigators arrested Cincinnati and NYPD officers since 2007 after an elaborate plot to fake Carvalho's death. Local detective went to a Long Island home to make a phony notification that her husband had been found murdered, court papers say. Cincinnati stopped during the notification, but hidden the devices recorded her discussing an alibi with her boyfriend, it is alleged. Later that day, an FBI agent posing as a hitman sent the informant a text purporting to show Carvalho's dead body. In response, Cincinnati instructed informant to delete the text messages and photographs, citing her fear that law enforcement could subpoena the phone, prosecutors allege. Carvalho said the FBI told him, we don't know how to tell you this, but your wife put a hit on you. Describing the sting operation, Carvalho said last month that authorities had him sit in his car, hunched over in the passenger seat. Investigators put glass on the floor and all over him. He said, calling the incident absolutely insane. The boyfriend is said to have told Cincinnati that the supposed hit was stalking Cavallo at his workplace on Long Island, but the NYPD cop protested that the area was too upscale. Instead, Cincinnati said he should be killed in the hood or the ghetto, so it would not look suspicious, court papers say. Word that two deaths close together would raise suspicion, Cincinnati advised her boyfriend to have the hitman kill the teen over the weekend and then wait a week or month to kill her husband, documents said. You see how some women are just plain selfish? Some women don't care, man. They just don't fucking care. They don't care about, you know, what the consequences are. It's just they want. Some women, they just don't care. I mean, damn, this is just... Ooh. Court papers say Cincinnati and her estranged husband had orders of protection against each other. Damn, yeah, the relationship was toxic as fuck. She knew the informant from their own volatile romantic history, it is claimed. On February 18th, prosecutors say that Cincinnati moved forward with the plot by withdrawing $7,000 from a TD Bank branch. She allegedly gave the money to the boyfriend to buy 5 ounces of gold coins to be used to pay the purported hitman. Cincinnati's lawyers acknowledged the gold coin purchase, but insisted there was no intended payment to a hitman. The NYPD officer, who has her own children with Carvalho, also wanted the supposed hit to kill her new boyfriend's own teen daughter because she was in the way of their relationship. The court documents say this shit is out of a lifetime. Before her arrest, the NYPD had put her on desk duty for breaking various department rules, prosecutors say. Cincinnati's family has come out strongly for her, with her father, Louis, describing her unnamed boyfriend as a wacko, pathological liar and a bum. Sad to say, you know your child. It's sad to say, you would know your kid. You know, parents know their kid, and they know what they're capable of, and they know what they can do. And some parents will accept that and call their kid out on it. Other parents will just be like, will stay in denial. He's one of those people that will stay in denial. I do not know what happened, but I do know my daughter, and I knew this was not true when I first heard it, Louis Cincinnati previously told ABC News. Yep, he's denying it. Mr. Cincinnati suggested that his daughter's boyfriend had framed her as payback for throwing him out of her house 2 weeks earlier. If convicted of murder for hire, Cincinnati faces up to 10 years on each count and 20 years for obstruction of justice. She denies the charge and the case continues. Yeah, man, this is crazy. Oh boy, this is crazy, because all she had to do was just divorce, you know. But some people, especially some females, they want they want you gone. You know, some women, when they get really toxic, they just want you gone. They don't want to spend no legal fees. They don't want no, they just want you gone. And they could be seriously narcissistic. They just want, they want. They don't care what they have to do to get it. They're willing to break laws. They're willing to do whatever they can to get what they want. Care. And she was a cop, man. She was a cop, and you trying to, you know, get, you know, you trying to live happily ever after, and she trying to, you know, you trying to commit murder, and you doing it within the police force. That's not smart. I'm not saying I'm for her, her husband. I'm just saying, the fact of the matter, she just, you know, women could be highly, highly, highly emotional and don't read. And they will set themselves up for a massive failure. And this was a way of setting herself up for massive failure. this is one of those things. And she just thought, well, I'm, you know, just to go and plot kill her husband. Never mind the fact that she's a cop. Never mind could easily put back to her. Never mind the fact that, you know, this could all lead back to her. I mean, it just, that's how it was. Boyfriends, kudos to the husband, man. Kudos to the husband. He knew a way how to get at her. You know, he's a fake boyfriend. Busted her. This has happened more than once, man. The husband has his suspicions. And he goes to the cops, and the cops, or private investigator finds if there's real information worth going through with the case, finds out, yeah, your ex-wife wants you dead. You know? But the psycho shit is, she wants to have her boyfriend's 14-year-old daughter killed. I'm like, bitch, you crazy? And this is what I'm saying. It's like, females, when emotions run high and they jump in monkey branching, they just lose their shit. Oh, she's in the way. Yeah, my daughter, you know, she has like a spunky personality. Sometimes she'll walk and her mind, yeah, let me just, what? I mean, this is crazy, man. This is insane. So he was a sugar daddy, 54 years old. Come on now. Yeah. Some of these women, yeah, they're 54, 50 something. Yeah. This chick was it's a thought. That's the thing, she was being a thought. Straight up. Being a thought ended up putting her ass to do 20 to life. Doing 20 years. She didn't kill nobody, but she's doing 20 years. Alright? Ladies, just, you know, get a divorce. Your husband may be an asshole, but it's not worth killing him. Just saying. All right, this is Red Pill Man. Cheers.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.